well. First, I want to cover some of the stories in or some of the texts coming through about the stories we were just covering. So we were talking about the House Freedom Caucus has put 500 bills together that's supposed to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion. And our very own Representative Matt Gaetz is one of the ones that co-signed the bills. And yet the White House is already pushing back on it. And so I was saying, so unless they have enough votes to override the president's veto, I'm not really sure how far those will go. Here's a text. Good luck overriding a presidential veto. Strong arm, single-minded tactics result in the individuals towing the party line in most cases. Whether individuals agree or not rules the day. Crossing your fellow party members on things like that results in public shaming and ridicule and no support when you try to bring your own bills to the floor. It's a crying shame how politics has devolved in recent years. Yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to share, because that's exactly what it is now. You know, it's just everything has. I can't say everything's changed. It's politics, right? I mean, that's just part of politics. It's just the way our politics has devolved now is there is almost no individuality. We have elected representative government, yet the representative that we have often can't truly represent the body of people he serves because they got to toe a party line. Otherwise, they'll get nothing done. We saw that happen. We've seen that in the state legislature quite a bit, where there might be somebody, a candidate or somebody, like I'll use this with Mike Hill. I mentioned this about Mike Hill before he lost. I said, look, Mike Hill has often brought bills together, brought bills to the floor of the legislature that I think many Pensacolians support, but he was never able to get anything passed. And the reason is because he wasn't a team player. He wasn't viewed as a team player, and so he wasn't able to get support for his bills. And so it's just the way politics is nowadays. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio. The sign of the apocalypse was that Stormy Daniels, porn searches for her are up 32,000% in the first 3 months of the year. And God takes his Bobby's probably because everybody wants to see what kind of porn the president was interested in or watching. Yeah. What got him interested in her in the first place, I guess you'd say. You know, crazy. All right. And we also talk about artificial intelligence. ChatGPT is the hottest new job skill that you can have, knowing how to use ChatGPT. 90% of employers said, you know how to use ChatGPT, it'll give you a better chance of being hired. Which I was saying, that's kind of crazy because it's only been out for 6 months. 5 months, I think. And really all it is basically you're typing in stuff like a chat. Like, I mean, it's just a chat. You're just typing in like a search engine. So it's not really a skill. I mean, maybe it's a skill because you got to know the right things to say. Otherwise it'll spit out and go, I don't have an answer for that. So yeah, I guess maybe it could be a skill. Anyway, point here, text. Considering AI will rule us all soon, companies are just getting ahead, starting to indoctrinate their employees. I welcome our benevolent digital overlords. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, top three stories. Speaking of Stormy Daniels, she had an interview with Piers Morgan. Says she absolutely wants to testify against Trump in the case, but she also shared she doesn't really want to see him go to jail. Governor DeSantis is visiting Michigan today, what he dubbed as anti-Florida, amid a 2024 speculation that he will run for president, and North Korea's warning of offensive action over the United States and South Korea's military drills. So those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're about the halfway point here in the Florida legislative session. And so I actually saw this story from the News Service of Florida. Snapshots of the 10 biggest issues. There's a lot of big issues yet to be resolved. One of which is in insurance, trying to deal with property insurance and stuff. But here's some of the big issues up to this point. Abortion. So we know that the Senate passed the bill that will prevent abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. So, and the House is expected to pass it as well. And then the governor will sign off on it. He's expected to sign off on it. Critics say the measure would virtually ban abortions in Florida. affordable housing. Lawmakers quickly passed this. One of the first things they passed was a bill that will try to make housing more affordable for workers, provide incentives for investments in affordable housing and mixed-use developments and things like that. The governor has already signed that bill. It's already, boom, already happened. That's how quick that one worked out. The budget. The House and Senate approved record budget proposals this week, setting the stage for negotiations for the final bill that will start, for the final fiscal year that will start July 1st. The Senate proposal is $113.7 billion, House proposal $113 billion, and there are some differences in their budget as it pertains to education and economic development. Those are two of the big areas where their budgets differ, so they'll have to come together and figure that stuff out. Death penalty. So remember, after Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter, received a life sentence instead of a death sentence, lawmakers wanted to fix that. So the Senate has passed a bill that would that basically says, instead of having unanimous jury recommendations for the death penalty, it'll just be a majority. And so that Senate's passed it. It's going to the House. The House is expected to pass that as well. Elections. There was a Senate bill that's already made wide-ranging changes to election laws, but the House version has not even come up yet, but it is expected to in the second half of the legislative session. Guns. Their constitutional carry has been passed, and the governor signed it. So constitutional carry means you can carry a firearm concealed only, not open carry, concealed without a permit. And now we've had questions about that, saying, well, can you, how's that work with reciprocity with other states? From what I understand, with other states, you have to have a permit with other states. But it got me thinking, after I covered that, what about if other states have constitutional carry then? Isn't that just automatically reciprocity? So, if Alabama has constitutional carry, we have constitutional carry, then you should be able to go back and forth to the states without any problem. Anyway, immigration is another one. The Senate has moved forward with a bill that targets illegal immigration. It's going to beef up sanctions against businesses that hire undocumented immigrants and increase penalties for human smuggling. The House bill is moving forward as well. There's a bill pertaining to school vouchers. That was the other big issue, where lawmakers passed a bill that would make every student eligible for taxpayer-funded vouchers that could be used for private school tuition, other expenses, or even homeschooling. And the bill has already been signed by the governor. And now the bill that was signed by the governor would basically get rid of the income requirements. So there's no income requirements, and it's basically opened up to everybody. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I got a couple other big issues that happened in the first half of the legislative session.
We still have some slow-moving traffic throughout Perdido Key. This is going to be right near Lost Key Boulevard. It is improving, but definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic as you move in either direction on Perdido Key Drive. We also have an accident. This is going to be off of Creighton Road. It's on Creighton Road off of Davis Highway. So just keep that in mind. We are seeing some slow-moving traffic there. Scene of the accident is right off of Chapel Street. See something else? Give me a call at 850-266-2611. And we do have some slow-moving traffic on Highway 90 throughout. This is going to be throughout Pace in the westbound direction right off of Pace Lane. We have an accident that is causing slowdown. See something else? Give me a call at 850-266-2611. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
A couple other issues there. We're at the halfway point of the Florida legislative session is lawsuit limits. So lawmakers passed a bill aimed at helping shield businesses and insurance companies from costly lawsuits. And so the bill includes changing, such as shortening the time to file negligence lawsuits and largely eliminating one-way attorney fees. And then there's the other bill that would a couple of LGBTQ issues. One of them would expand the parental rights and education bill through eighth grade. And then another bill would bar doctors from providing treatments like puberty blockers and hormone therapy to transgender minors. So if they're under the age of 18, they can't get puberty blockers and hormone therapy. So those are some other issues that came up in the top 10 issues in the first half of the legislative session. So abortion, affordable housing, budget, death penalty, elections, guns, immigration, lawsuit limits, LGBTQ issues, and school vouchers. Those are some of the 10 big issues. And of course, with the second half, they're looking at property insurance claims and property insurance in general, and some they've got a couple environmental things that are trying to get passed, stuff them on state parks. There's a school board term limits. There's a lot more coming up in the second half of the legislative session as well. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up next. Top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida's Casual for Kids Day is April 28th. Your business or your group can show your support by purchasing and wearing your Casual for Kids t-shirt on April 28th. But in order to get your t-shirts, the orders are due by Monday. So get your office together for a casual Friday and support Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida and their mission to love and support families of children with medical needs by giving them a place to call home. Find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, at least one Tennessee Democratic lawmaker expelled from office for protesting for stricter gun laws. Upon his removal, Representative Justin Jones noted that he will continue showing up with young people at the state capitol, whether he's in the chamber or not. The Republican-controlled House is voting on whether it will remove two other Democrats, Gloria Johnson and Justin Pearson. Court documents reveal that the Nashville school shooter had journals on other school shootings under her bed. The shooter killed three children and three adults at the Covenant School last month, and the 28-year-old left a suicide note behind on her desk and a list of passwords. Storms that slam the plains in Midwest will hit a large swath of the East Coast now. Storms that could do some damage bearing down on Delaware, Maryland, New York, New Jersey, and Virginia, and the Carolinas as well. A big weekend expected for a Super Mario Brothers movie. It's off to a fast start on Wednesday, making $32 million, projected to have a five-day haul of over $141 million. Bobby, it's been a long time since two movies released on the same weekend that I'm actually excited about. Got the Mario Brothers and Air.
Yeah, I remember when I first saw the trailer for Mario Brothers last year at some point, I texted somebody. I was like, hey, there's a new trailer from, there's a Super Mario Brothers coming out, digital animation version. And they're like, why would anybody be interested in that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? This thing's going to be huge.
Yes.
And
for
sure
people
enough,
our I've age.
Been, yeah, oh yeah. People. Exactly. This is not just for kids. This is, in fact, I might be more excited about it than my daughter is.
Yeah.
Cause so I'm like, and sure enough, that's what I've seen. I've just been kind of glancing at the tickets, you know, for sale and everything. And it's like sold out all the time, like all the showings since yesterday. It came out yesterday. I don't know what time yesterday, but some point yesterday it came out. And every time I look at something at tickets, it's just about sold out. So there's a lot of interest to go see this one. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's going to do really, really well in the theater. So yes. And then Air looks tremendous.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like a great movie. So you got two big movies coming out in the same week. You definitely don't see that happening very often.
Yep.
I think Air might be, I think Air might be streaming as well, though. So I'll have to look that up. But I think I remember seeing something that Air might be on streaming too. So that'll take away from its box office, you know, clout a little bit if that is the case. So. But I'll check that one out a little bit later. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie?
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We do have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be Caroline Street right off of Pace Lane. We have traffic backing up in the westbound direction almost to Avalon Boulevard. Again, that's if you're heading westbound on Highway 90. Eastbound on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Slow moving due to traffic, as well as both direction of Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10 is slow moving. And 29 in between 10 Mile and 9 Mile also expects some slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Creighton Road due to the accident off of Chapel Street has cleared up, so nothing to slow you down there. And we are looking better in Perdido Key. This is going to be Perdido Key right near Gulf Beach Highway is slow moving. This is going to be if you're heading out of Perdido Key, heading towards Sorrento Road. But it is getting better. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report, again, brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Nope. Air will not be on Amazon. That's where I got it confused. It's an Amazon Prime movie that they're the studio behind it, but it's not going to be on there. It's going to be theaters only initially. So yeah, there's that little update right there. Then let's see here. All right, well, coming up here next, we're going to have your daily dad joke, and then I have a couple thoughts about this Rebecca Jones son being arrested. That's coming up next on News Radio
92.3. Down at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with the black-haired
man. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All right, daily dad joke here for you. I've been prescribed anti-gloating cream. Yeah, I can't wait to rub it in. Anti-gloating? Eh? Anti-gloating? No? All right. Rebecca Jones' son, you heard it right there in the news. Her 13-year-old son was arrested for basically alleging to shoot up a school. He had multiple messages on social media to his friends, things like, I want to shoot up the school. I'm getting a Wrath and Natural Selection shirt, so maybe I don't think as many people know what the Columbine shooter looks like. I always keep a knife on me, so maybe I'll just stab people. I don't know. Things like that. He says, I got my new antidepressants 3 to 4 weeks ago. They're not working, but they're supposed to by now. So why not go kill the losers at school? And those kinds of things. Yeah. So, but Rebecca Jones, who, you know, if you've listened to me for any extended period of time, I think is completely, her head's completely in the clouds. She just says this: my family is not safe. My son has been taken on the governor's orders, and I've had to send my husband and daughter out of the state for their safety. This is the reality of living in DeSantis's Florida. There is no freedom here, only retaliatory rule by a fascist who wishes to be king. End quote. What did I say last week? The IQ is too low to respond to? Yeah, something along those lines. The IQ is just too low to respond to. I mean, this is a lady who got national attention because she called out, and I put that in air quotes, called out that the state was adjusting their COVID numbers. And then she got fired because she refused to do it. When reality is, they got new updated numbers that were accurate, and so they needed to update it. And she refused to do it, and she said they were trying to manipulate the data. The only reason why she made national news is because the mainstream media was so desperate to find something wrong with DeSantis that they latched onto her. This crazy woman. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Coming up here in just about a minute. And before we get to your sports, though, let's get to your top three stories. So there is North Korea warning of offensive action over the United States and South Korean drills. Governor DeSantis is visiting Michigan, which he has dubbed anti-Florida, amid 2024 speculation that he could be announcing his candidacy for president anytime. And then Stormy Daniels, in an interview with Piers Morgan, says she absolutely wants to testify against Trump. But also in the interview, she expressed how she doesn't really want to see him go to jail. So interesting one right there. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. So NBA's on TNT tonight, 6:30. Miami against Philadelphia, followed by Denver against Phoenix. Major League Baseball, Boston beat the Tigers earlier today. The San Francisco Giants beat the White Sox 16-6. Woo! Toronto beat Kansas City, and Colorado beat Washington. Later tonight, Atlanta will be playing the Padres. Then, as I was saying, the Masters, Victor Hovland, John Rahm and Brooks Koepka are all at the top of the leaderboard. They shot a 65 and therefore are 7 under par. And Tiger Woods shot a 74, so he's 2 over par, so 9 strokes behind the leader. And he's along there with Bryson DeChambeau, Sergio Garcia. So there's some pretty good players. He's Vijay Singh, he's hanging out with, but you know, they're pretty far behind. Now Bubba Watson shot a 77, so he's 5 over par. So Pensacola's Bubba Watson, even playing, he's down towards the bottom of the group there. And there's still some players out there on the golf course right now, but it does look like it'll probably remain Victor Hovland, John Rahm, and Brooks Koepka at the top of the leaderboard. Then we have on ESPN2, by the way, there's some NCAA ice hockey. Don't see that very often on television. Number one seeded Minnesota is playing Boston University. And then right now it's tied at 2 apiece at the end of the second period. When that game's over at 7:30, number 3 seed Michigan plays number 2 Quinnipiac. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus tonight at 6 o'clock. Florida Panthers are hosting Ottawa. And at 6:30, Tampa Bay is playing the Islanders. I'll get you your sports news right after traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be Highway 90 moving westbound into Pace. It is improving, but definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic right off of Pace Lane due to an accident. It's right in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Again, it is improving, but westbound on Highway 90, expect some slow-moving traffic. Highway 90 eastbound, you can also expect some slow-moving traffic. This is just going to be your typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace due to construction. I-10 and I-110 looking good, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze and Navarre. And our slowdowns in Perdido Key are improving. But again, that's going to be Perdido Key Drive as you're heading towards Gulf Beach Highway, getting into Sorrento Road. Expect some slowdowns. See someone else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. So your sports news here is the Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill says he plans to play 3 more seasons and then retire at the end of the 2025 season. Then quarterback Cam Newton, he believes he's still a starter, but he's willing to take a backup role. Jets have signed quarterback Boyle as he was the former backup under Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Just another move to try to make Aaron Rodgers more comfortable in New York. And Alabama freshman Bradley has entered the transfer portal. That is your sports news. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So the White House is accusing House Republicans of aiding Mexican drug cartels by defunding the ATF. But wow. I mean, if there is a definition of irony or hypocrisy, actually it's more hypocrisy, not irony, that they're calling out House Republicans for aiding Mexican drug cartels. Not their lack of security at the border. No. So why are they saying House Republicans are aiding the Mexican drug cartels? Because they want to defund the ATF. Now, that's probably not going to happen. There's not nearly enough votes. But they're at least trying to have some cuts to ATF. ATF, by the way, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. So they're trying to push this as a way to cut spending in D.C., which is one of the things I've talked about before as well. Is when it comes down to the spending cuts, look, when we're running on such a huge deficit, that means cuts have to be everywhere. So even the programs you may like and support are probably going to need to be cut in order for us to get back on fiscally responsible ground. And so House Republicans have pursued cuts to ATF's funding in order to reduce federal spending. And so the White House is coming out and blasting them, saying that this would help arm Mexican drug cartels that are trafficking fentanyl into the country. And I'm like, so not the lack of security at the border, not the catch and release programs, none of that this stuff. Which, by the way, when it comes to the ATF, there's people on the Democrat side of things that aren't necessarily saying defund ATF, but they are saying to maybe the duties and responsibilities of ATF should be merged with the FBI. They're saying it should not be its own bureau. It should be part of the FBI. So you're already starting to see some of that stuff happening as well. So it's not just a right side of the aisle issue here to get rid of the ATF, of the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearm, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Now, in the meantime, while they are accusing Republicans of, while the White House is accusing Republicans of aiding Mexican drug cartels and basically weakening things that happen across the border, here in Florida, a statewide grand jury released some findings of its investigation into the Biden's basically release of hundreds of thousands of unaccompanied minors into the United States. This is the situation where, remember, they were releasing them, but they were not just releasing them. They weren't just saying, hey, go. They were literally flying them overnight to places like Florida. And that's when Governor DeSantis responded and said, no. Instead of flying them here, fly them to your state. So he was being criticized for, you know, how dare he fly? Well, wait a minute. It started with the Biden administration has been flying people here, right? So that's how it started. So there was a grand jury investigation into this whole thing of releasing unaccompanied minors and flying them to states like Florida. The initial results found that the release and transport of unaccompanied children has resulted in, quote, facilitating the forced migration, sale, and abuse of foreign children, end quote. Yeah. So basically, based on the initial grand jury report, into this investigation of unaccompanied minors released into the United States, has found that it has increased the trafficking of such minors, is what it has done. Attorney General from here in Florida said she was outraged at how the Biden administration and others in authority have encouraged this nightmare through policy and are neglecting hundreds of thousands of children, subjecting them to abuse, sexual assault, even after they cross the border. So with these new grand jury findings, she's calling on Congress to take up their own investigation and take some sort of action to stop these types of programs. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, good point. So one of the criticisms of the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, is the Fast and Furious. It says it won't supply the cartels as much as Fast and Furious. I'm just saying. Fast and Furious, that was one of the big criticisms of ATF that really started to pop up on a lot of Republicans' radar is under the Obama administration, when the Fast and Furious scandal happened, where the ATF actually released guns to the cartels in hopes to try to find out where they basically tried to keep track of them and try to find out where they go. And then those firearms were used on Border Patrol agents. And that was the first, like, oh boy, like, you know, big, like kind of a big, like a red flag of like, maybe this bureau is not running as good as they should. Also, by the way, that's Fast and Furious happened, you know, during the Obama administration, Fast and Furious happened during the Obama administration, which was navigated by ATF. But you got to remember the disaster of Waco and David Koresh and stuff, and Ruby Ridge standoffs in the 90s, that was also ATF. So they've had a bit of a history of some problems. Maybe that's the reason why some people are saying that on the left side of the aisle are saying ATF just needs to be absorbed into the FBI. So it's not just a right side of the aisle issue. that they're taking a look at ATF. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up next, we're going to get a quick update from the newsroom with Joe Ford, and we got your top stories on foxnews.com. Stick around. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
We still have slow-moving traffic on Highway 90. This is going to be westbound right near Bell Lane due to an accident. It is improving, but definitely still expect some slowdowns as you move westbound on Caroline Street. The scene of the accident is right in front of the Walmart Supercenter. We also have typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, the top stories, and let's first go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
A security breach at Alberta High School. Three students from another school in the district are now facing charges after getting...
Sorry about that.
Go for it.
Biden administration releasing a report on the 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. A summary of the exit largely blames former President Trump's administration for the problems that occurred as U.S. troops were leaving. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said President Biden was faced with limited options due to a lack of planning by his predecessor. The Supreme Court rejecting a West Virginia bid to enforce a ban against a transgender girl from participating in girls' sports. The 2021 Save Women's Sports Act law was challenged by 12-year-old Becky Pepper Jackson, who wanted to try out for girls' cross country and track. Protests in Paris on the rise again as demonstrators are continuing to show their disapproval for the new pension reforms. French citizens against President Macron raising the national retirement age from 62 to 64 are disrupting traffic at Paris's main airport. Police releasing tear gas as well. Day one of the Masters finished with a three-way tie for first at 7-under par. Victor Hovland, John Rahm, and Brooks Koepka lead the leaderboard right now, Bobby.
Very nice. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So top stories on foxnews.com real quick. Supreme Court in West Virginia has ruled in a case over whether a biological male can run in a girls' track competitions. The judge ruled yes, or the Supreme Court ruled yes, they can in West Virginia. Other top stories on foxnews.com. Tennessee House voted to remove a Democrat from legislature for his role in protests. And Coolio's cause of death was revealed. He passed away in September at age 59. Fentanyl was the cause of death for him. He also had heroin in his system. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Only a certain kind of peanut makes the cut for ballparks. It's called the Virginia peanut. It's bred for the exact size and look of its shell. It's grown in Virginia and also in the Carolinas, Texas, and New Mexico. The Kansas City Royals got their name from the American Royal, which is an annual rodeo and barbecue competition that started in 1899. And the moon, our moon, is larger than Pluto. It's about 46% bigger than Pluto. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.